While Columbia County's overall foster care placement rate remains higher than its closest competitors, Schenectady and Cortland counties, the numbers have softened since 2008, when county children were placed in foster homes at a rate 3 times greater than any other county. Columbia County Department of Social Services Commissioner Paul Mossman says the number of children in placement stabilized during the first quarter of this year.
We have made great strides here in Columbia County to address the issue of foster care placements and the high numbers of children who are placed per capita. Focusing on best practices and developing community-based prevention programs, I think we've addressed a lot of the issues that would lead to children being placed into foster care. We have a great staff who have committed to keeping children safe and to make it a high priority to establish permanency. Having said that, we continue to maintain our mission in terms of keeping children safe and focusing our efforts into developing such services so that in the future that these children have a very safe and healthy environment.
A look at numbers released by the New York State Office of Children and Family Services reveals that as of December 2011, there were 144 Columbia County children out of 18,376 in foster care. Ann Sipkowski co-founded the now-defunct Foster Adoptive Family Support Group, Columbia County Resource Parents. She says foster children came from various situations.
It varied. It became primarily drug and alcohol issues. You know, there were some children that came in because they were abused in one way or another. But most times it was their parents who just could not parent because of alcohol or drug.
Social services statistics indicate that 80% of children in foster care have been abused or neglected. Sipkowski says the foster families gave those children something money could not buy.
The whole idea of foster parenting, and by and large, in my whole experience, we were made up of primarily a group of people who certainly were not in it for the money, because there is absolutely no way, if you treated these children as your own children, you could make any money out of it, because, you know, you had birthday parties, you went on vacation. And I mean, I would say 80% of the people that were involved in foster parenting when I was involved were in it because, for one reason or another, they just wanted to open up their families and hopefully make a difference.
The support group was discontinued at about the same time the county's family assessment response team began experiencing success in reducing the number of children being placed in foster care. Currently, Columbia County's rate of accepting children into foster care is now lower than two other counties in the state, neighboring Greene County and Schenectady County. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.